we asked membership what the top three ways the crisis was, how it was impacting their lives, and they listed mental health, education, and employment as the top three ways it was impacting their lives. And we also asked them what the government should be prioritizing right now. What were the three things that they thought the government should prioritize? And they stated that they want the government to focus on flattening the curve, supporting healthcare workers, and ensuring that people who lose their jobs receive financial assistance. Young Canadians are taking this very seriously. 77% of the millennials and Gen Zs who we talked to said that they're taking this seriously or very seriously. And I think that's important because there's been a bit of a media narrative out there that young Canadians aren't taking this seriously, but that's not what we found. We also saw that 74% of the folks that we surveyed are taking action to support vulnerable people in their communities. So they're taking this seriously and they're trying to support others within their communities as well.
And you also collected anecdotal evidence from the membership in terms of things that they had encountered, ranging from racism to xenophobia. Can you just tell me a little bit about some of those findings?
Yeah, totally. So we wanted to collect some stories from our membership about how this was impacting their lives in different ways, and we wanted to capture some of the unique ways that it was impacting folks' lives. So we actually talked to some folks who were tested for COVID-19 and learned about sort of the process that entailed and kind of their frustrations with the health system. We were able to talk to some international students and learned a lot about the fear of being like in between places right now, not being able to go home, not sure if they're able to stay in Canada. We talked to some Canadians, a young woman named Coco. She experienced racism at the University of Toronto multiple times since COVID-19 broke out and before they shut down the university. Just blatant racism that she had never experienced before on campus. And we talked to a lot of young folks about how they've lost their jobs. So they had prospects of summer employment, and those kind of just disappeared as a result of where our economy is going. And there's a lot of insecurity, a lot of anxious feelings in regards to how they're going to actually make some money this summer and then pay for school in the fall. So I think like this is impacting Canadians in all sorts of ways. It's also impacting young Canadians in very specific ways as well, and kind of exasperating the problems that we've been saying face our generations for a long time. The problems with the economy, problems with the education system, and this crisis is really exposing some of those big issues.
Did you ask about how this demographic of your membership feels about stimulus, the government's reaction to COVID-19?
Yeah, so we actually asked in the survey, we asked what folks thought about the federal government's response so far, and we let them rate it out of 5, and the average rating was 4 out of 5. So a lot of Canadians, I think, a lot of young Canadians at least, are somewhat satisfied with what the government has done, but from the conversations that I've had with dozens of young folks, I think they want to see more in relation to sort of how they're going to stimulate the economy and ensure that the people who lose their jobs receive the financial assistance. And the government has released a lot of sort of measures in which they're going to address those things. But I think there is still a lack of clarity for young folks on how they can actually access EI or access some of these things within the stimulus package.